Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this morning's meditation and application to our daily faith life is found recorded in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 24 to 29. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat on that house, and it fell. And great was its fall. And so it was when Jesus had ended these sayings that the people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. So far, sermon text. You may be seated. In Christ Jesus, the rock solid foundation of our faith, dear fellow redeemed, we see Moses leading the children of Israel for 40 years through the wilderness. We see David move to write some tremendous heartfelt psalms by inspiration of the Holy Spirit. We see Stephen giving his life as a sacrifice to the Lord, being stoned to death, and then praying as he's dying, Lord Jesus, do not hold this sin against his enemies stoning him. We see the Apostle Paul traveling from country to country, giving his life, preaching and teaching the Word of God, especially to the Gentiles. We see all these things, we say, that's impressive. We see young confirmands stand up in front of their brothers and sisters in Christ and recite passages that they memorized, and confess what they know and believe in their hearts and minds concerning the triune God and their Savior Jesus Christ, and promise to be faithful to the Lord and His Word until death. And we say, that's impressive. But even more impressive is the foundation that led Moses and David, and Stephen, and Paul, and those young confirmands to do what they did. It's the same foundation that your and my faith is built upon. For many of us, that foundation was laid already very early in our life in our baptisms. And that foundation was continued to be built as we sat on our mother's laps and learned Bible stories, or around the supper table, and our Father led us in family devotions. That foundation was continued to be built in our Sunday school, or for some, Christian day school or Christian high school. We continue to build that foundation in our own Bible readings at home and devotions, and are consistently coming to hear the Word of God here at the house of God. That's what our foundation of faith is based upon, God's Word. Praise God, the Holy Spirit. For the Holy Spirit not only created faith in our hearts, but has given us this Word of God to continue to grow and build our foundation upon. In our text that's laid upon our hearts this morning, our Savior tells us, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. Whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them. That's a description of a child of God, a repentant believer in Jesus Christ. A description of you and me when we hear God's word and then move by that word, put that word into practice in our daily faith life. Notice that the foundation of this wise man, the believer, is outside of himself. It's not his own subjective feelings, emotions, our thoughts. It's not his own, what he's decided, what he's arrived at in his own mind or reason. It's the objective grace and mercy found in the words of our Savior Jesus. It's those eternal promises of our Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. And that eternal promise, the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. These eternal promises are found in God's Word, which is the basis, which is the foundation of our faith life. And so this morning, in our text, Jesus is calling out to every single one of us to continue to build our faith's foundation upon the rock, Him, Jesus, and His Word. And the first point is, what eternal blessings come from doing this? In everyone's life, some rain will fall. So also in your life and mine, very often, the stormy blasts of trials and troubles and tribulations will descend upon us. They have come, and they'll continue to come until we die. Every day we face onslaughts of more temptations than we can even imagine. In our text, Jesus calls these trials and troubles and temptations and problems of life rain and storms and floods and wind. We read, "And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock." What a scary yet impressive picture our Savior is drawing for us. Temptations, trials, problems, dangers, troubles pour down upon us like a heavy downpour, like a mighty wind, like a flood. What are we going to do when we face temptations? What are we going to do when we're tempted to get involved with drugs or misuse alcohol? When we're tempted into premarital or extramarital sex or pornography? Tempted to cheat at school or fudge our taxes? We're tempted to gossip about others? We're tempted to think of ourselves as better than others? Tempted to be disrespectful, disobedient to our parents or our bosses or to those in authority? What will we do when we're faced with a temptation, tempted to live just like our unbelieving worldly friends live? Well, if our heart of faith is founded upon the rock, Jesus and His Word, we'll be able to withstand those temptations. We realize Jesus and say, "No," to Satan and the tempting world and our own sinful flesh. We'll be able to do like Jesus did and say, "It is written." Will we then be peacemakers and not troublemakers? We'll then be able to withstand the temptation and be the light of the world and not a dark hole leading others into sin as well. We see God rather than man, the things of this earth. And we'll test the teachings of others and not fall for whatever others teach us. We'll forgive and love others rather than hold a grudge and hate them. And we'll learn to lean on Jesus in times of trouble and despair and withstand rather than collapse and fall apart. And Chicago is called the Windy City. Doesn't have the hurricane winds that Florida does, but there are some pretty powerful winds that blow off of Lake Michigan. And if that formerly called building Sears Tower didn't have a strong, deep concrete foundation hundreds of feet deep into the ground, that building wouldn't stand. And in fact, it's reported that even the highest winds, that building only moves 6 inches, sway 6 inches, 6 inches off of its true center. And that building's a quarter mile high, over 110 stories. Now that's an impressive foundation. Well, our houses of faith can only stand firm in the winds of danger and temptation and troubles if our foundation is found in Jesus Christ and His Word. When I rest deep in the Lord and what He tells us. We know that our God is with us, that He will be with us until we die. He's promised that all things will work together for our good and turns everything out to be that way. We know that we must go through many tribulations and trials before we enter into the kingdom of God. And we know that we belong to the Lord who has redeemed us and forgiven us with His shed blood, with His resurrection from the grave, and that nothing will separate us from the love that God has for us. What blessings are ours when we build our faith upon that firm foundation of God's eternal promises. One man wrote, "The sound doctrine of God's grace in Christ works real goodness, not mere superficial niceties, good works, not just good manners. For the gospel of Jesus Christ is not simply information, it is the life-changing power of God. And the changes it makes are essential changes to our life, to our heart, to our mind, and to our attitude." What dramatic changes have been and will continue to be made in our lives as the Holy Spirit brings us this new life in Christ through His Word. We're saved alone by Jesus Christ and His death and resurrection. And as long as we focus on that, the results will be selfless living for others. But our second point this morning is what disastrous results are brought about by rejecting Jesus' words of advice. We read, "But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand, and the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall." Other people may appear to have the same foundation that we do. They've heard Jesus' words, but if they don't trust them, don't believe in Him, don't put them into practice, what a difference their life will be. They may live an outwardly decent, respectable life, like the Pharisees of Jesus' day, the teachers of the law, but they will not recognize their own miserable sinfulness, their own lost condition of unworthiness, and they won't look to Jesus Christ for forgiveness of all their sins. Basically, the Lord is saying the foolish ones are the ones who build their life upon their own works, their own goodness, their own merits. So when they face the same obstacles that we face, the trials and ordeals and the tests and the troubles and the temptations of this life, they'll find that the foundation that they've built on will be exposed as being shifting loose sand. There are many different foundations of sand that are out there calling on us to build on them. Materialism, putting your life on gathering the most things you can for yourself. Hedonism, eat, drink, and be merry because tomorrow we die, so live only for today. Secularism, man's the measure of all things. There is no God we're accountable to, so you decide what's best for yourself in this life. Every foundation of life, be it goodness, generosity, kindness, riches, health, or whatever, all fails. Every one. Except Jesus. Paul wrote, "For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ." You notice in our text, Jesus didn't say that those who build on Him, the rock, will have less wind or less rain or less floods. The same trials and temptations and troubles come upon believers in Christ, the wise, as well as the foolish, the unbelievers, We aren't spared from them just because we believe in Jesus Christ. But what a difference. The believer's house did not fall. The unbeliever's house, great was its fall. I'm sure you've seen on TV news houses that have fallen into sinkholes. Some houses in California just recently were on a hillside. They don't know why, but all of a sudden the foundations went and these million-dollar homes sliding down the hill. Whole lives, work, possessions, all sliding away, crashing, because the foundation has been washed away. Just this past year, I think a man was in Florida, was sleeping in his bed, and his house fell into a sinkhole, 30 feet deep, and he died. The tears of sorrow and anguish and sadness there are when you see your house just washed away, falling away, sliding down a hill, crashing into pieces. But that's nothing compared to the sorrow that the foolish builders, the unbelievers of this life, will have on Judgment Day when their entire life comes crashing down around them. We're told they'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth throughout eternity. I hope that you've all been listening carefully this morning. Not just with your ears, but with your hearts. And not just to me because I'm your pastor speaking, but listen, because Jesus is talking to each of you this morning. And that's our last point. Listen to Jesus, who has authority to tell you all these things. In the last two verses we read, "And so it was, when Jesus had ended these sayings, that the people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes." Jesus truly gave his hearers something to think about. When he spoke, people listened, because he spoke with authority. Divine authority. He wasn't espousing the morals of his day, nor was he espousing the philosophy of his time or the thoughts of the everyday people. He spoke the eternal truths of God. And the people, they were amazed. They were astonished. They weren't able to contradict him. They weren't able to refute him, because all he did was unfold the scriptures to them. God's word. The teachers of the law, they spoke what was in their head. They spoke of their own thinking, their own reasoning, of all the many precepts the Jewish laws had, and they weren't convincing at all. The foundation that has been laid for you and me in our Sunday school, in our Peace Through Christ Day school, in our confirmation and Bible classes, in our sermons, is the one and only foundation that will not fail. The one and only foundation that will last. You know, sometimes what we can't see is more impressive than what we can see. What the foundation of our faith life is based upon is an unseen rock, our Savior Jesus Christ, and his powerful word that works daily in our hearts, worked in us by the unseen power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. May we continue to build our life's one foundation, that firm foundation of Jesus Christ and his word, so that when the trials and tribulations come crashing down upon us, descending upon us, beating down on us, we'll not slip away. We'll not come crashing down. We'll not slide down the cliff to doom, but instead remain firm and steadfast and strong in Jesus who died for us, and make sure that all things work together for our eternal good. May that rock of ages be our solid foundation. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding will keep your hearts and minds centered in our foundation, Jesus Christ. Amen.